May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So we're entering this most holy season, this sober season, this season that is like Lent. It's a penitential season when we're meant to quiet our lives down, when we went to watch what we eat, when we went to spend time in prayer and in contemplation. Someone forgot to tell the world out there. Black Friday, shopping, deals, Christmas muzak, all coming at us at 10,000 miles an hour. And I have a confession. I am part of it too. I am right there with them. On Friday morning, as soon as Thanksgiving was over, Thanksgiving china, into the basement, Christmas china, up. And if you'd been to Volonté's farm, you would have seen me and my family there picking our Christmas tree. And that afternoon, all the decorations went up. And my calendar is full of Christmas parties and things that I'm really looking forward to in this early Christmas season. Yay! But our reading says something different. In this season, this early Christmas cultural season of ours, that is like a microcosm of our lives, in which we rush from one thing to another with ever busier schedules. In face of all this, our gospel reading says something different to us. Stop. Wake up, for you do not know when the Lord will be coming to see you. Wake up. Open your eyes. Stop this headlong rush and ask yourself, where are you going? Where are you going? And there's a double entendre to our readings today. There's a double meaning to them. On the one hand, they're about opening our eyes to see where the Lord meets us. Open our eyes, because every day the Lord is knocking on the door of our souls, asking us to invite him in. Every day the Lord is there meeting us, saying to us, this is the direction that I want your life to go in. And for each of us, there is a plan. God knows each of us, and he has things that he wants us to do in this precious, precious life that we have. And that's the other side of the meaning of this reading, that our lives are so precious because they don't last forever. We have a limited amount of time on this precious earth, and God has things that he wants us to do. And so often we're all good people here. We all want to do the right thing. Our hearts are set in the right place. But how many of us say, Lord, we want to do those things, but can it be tomorrow or next week or next year? But none of us know when the Lord will come and meet us. None of us know. Yesterday, I was up at the Brigham and Women's Hospital with a family, around the bed of a man, 1 year older than me, a marathon runner, a vegan, who had a massive heart attack, and his life is hanging in the balance. None of us know when the Lord will come for us. Our lives are precious, And so don't wait for tomorrow to do the things that need to be done today. Wake up, because we don't know when the Lord is coming. So I'm going to make a statement that all the women in the church are going to laugh at. I think that I can do two things at once as a man. I know most of them, my wife would laugh at that, the idea of doing two things at once. But I think that we can hold together the joy and fun of the Christmas secular season. And at the same time, we can dig deep and do the spiritual work we need to do. It isn't an either or, I put to you. I think we can do both of those things. I'm going to be busy going to parties and having a great time and enjoying all the Christmas music, but at the same time, I'm going to be digging deep into my spiritual life. I'm going to be trying to wake up. I'm going to try to think about the way the Lord wants me to be awake to the way God is. And I want to throw that challenge down to all of you today. I want you to multitask your way through this Advent. Yeah, enjoy everything. Yeah, go to parties. Yeah, enjoy all of those things. But at the same time, dig deep into your spiritual lives. Dig deep and be serious about this season. The church gives us three disciplines during the Advent season to focus upon, to help us structure that awakeness during this season. They are the disciplines of the reading of Holy Scripture, daily prayer, and almsgiving. The reading of the Scriptures, daily prayer, and almsgiving. And I want to ask you to kind of think about those three things in terms of something that Bishop Laura Ahrens talked about last week in her fabulous sermon. I thought that was, it's really good when you see someone who's a bishop and they really deserve to be a bishop. And I thought she was really great. And there was a particular bit of her sermon that really stayed with me. And that was when she talked about walking around Wellesley and seeing life through the eyes of Jesus. Walking around Wellesley and seeing Wellesley through the eyes of Jesus. And that really kind of stayed with me. And it isn't just about walking around Wellesley. It's walking about wherever we are and seeing the world through Jesus' eyes. And I want to invite you this Advent to do that. As you're out shopping, as you're at the parties, as you're at work, as you're doing things, try to see things through the eyes of Jesus. And to help us do that, I want us to think about those three disciplines of scripture reading, prayer, and almsgiving. So first of all, we may ask ourselves, well, how does Jesus see the world? How does our Lord see the world? And the way we get a handle upon that is by reading the Bible. And so here's my challenge for you. I want to invite all of you to read at least one of the Gospels during this Advent season. Read either Matthew or Luke through. Read them through, because that will give you a sense of how Jesus sees the world. Is that something you think you can do? Yes. Yeah? Sure. Excellent. I see. I was tempted to ask people to raise their hands, and I thought that's a little too invasive. So read Matthew or Luke's gospel, just so you can see how Jesus sees the world. The second thing is, you know, our lives are very busy, and we're going to be running around doing lots of things, and it's going to be hard to remember to see the world through Jesus' eyes. And therefore, I want to invite your daily prayer to be, Lord, help me to see the world through the eyes of Jesus. So make that part of your daily prayer. Make that your Advent prayer. Lord, help me to have the discipline to see the world through Jesus' eyes. And then the third thing is that we know that not all the time, but often when Jesus encountered people in need, he responded to those needs, whether by healing or other such things. And so I want you to think about almsgiving in the same way. I mean, you know, we can't give to everything. We all understand that. We understand that. But there are some things that you'll find your heart tugged to give to in an extra way during this Advent season. So keep awake. Keep awake. Because you do not know when the Lord will be speaking to you. Amen.